Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. Time to get down to the station to make you smile. WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift, and I am your friend, Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land, man. And for me, I'm just glad to be here. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. This is the realest show on your radio. That's the call-in number. We got the at-work check-in for everybody out on the grind. You got a question to comment, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'll call at your boy, Guy Nice. One more time, 516-418-5813. We're sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. Once again, this is the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So last night, right, I came in and I talked about it was the Mother's Day week and shit, and, you know, I kind of gave that pitch and told you that we're going to have a theme this week and we're going to run and play records of, records kind of like focused on moms or, you know, something to that degree, you know what I'm saying, show our love and appreciation. And last night I played Tupac's record and I kind of like made a remark about, you know, this Mother's Day, his mom being able to, you know, play the record. And, you know, I say that everybody going to play all around the world and shit, around the country, at least once. They're going to play every radio station. You know what I'm saying? I said it is a good record. If you ain't tuning in, fuck you. I'm giving you the catch up, though. Got to get your own mustard. So, you know, I say all of this to say that today, Tupac Mom died. Rest in peace. I finished secure, dog. Like, it's crazy for me, man. I feel crazy. You know, it's a lot of people dying, bro. It's a lot of people dying, bro. Like, yeah, it's a lot of people dying always, but now you see in these headlines. Shout out to everybody who named make the headlines. But it's a lot of big names in these headlines, bro. So it's kind of like, you know, I feel like something going on, man. It's very suspicious. Same as conspiracy show, but something going on, yeah. Yeah, rest in peace, finish secure, man. That was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You know. Something else that I felt like was fucked up. I got a bunch of fucked up things tonight. Okay, so this is going to be an episode of fucked up shit. You know what I'm saying? Couple fucked up things. All right, the first fucked up thing. I saw a story about this kid, right? 5-year-old kid. Now, this is a sports story, right? In a way. 5-year-old kid. And when I seen it was a picture. And it was a picture of this kid. He went viral and he got famous. That's how I became aware of the story. Because he's a 5-year-old little boy in Afghanistan with, like, he had, like, a plastic bag was painted and shit as a jersey, and he had that shit on, and it was a messy, a Lionel Messi jersey, the Argentina colors and shit. And the shit, he said his dream was kind of like to meet the motherfucker, and it took off, and it got super popular in the world and went viral, and you and I and everybody started talking about it like we talk about it right now, right? And even the dude himself, Mr. Messi himself, seen the shit and had his comments. And he also took the liberty to send the boy an actual jersey with his own autograph, you know what I'm saying, authentic shit, send it to this kid, you know. And it was, said they was working on hooking it up so he could meet him, you know what I'm saying. It's his dream. The kid just this greatest thing they can have it to them. Now, today, the kid was back in, this is probably like 2 months ago. If y'all ain't know, now you know. It was like 2 months ago. So today, the motherfucker back in the news, and I see the story that they had to relocate their family because of his newfound fame, because of going viral for wearing a plastic bag painted as a jersey of this soccer player. They had to relocate their family. The little boy father said that they were receiving death threats. They felt like at first that it was, you know, like criminal gangs and shit. People that, I don't know. But he kind of found out that it was the Taliban, and just how they reporting it anyway. This comes from the Huffington Post, where I got the information regarding this aspect. So he said he thought it was criminal gang, but kind of found out it was the Taliban, and they were, you know, saying why your kid ain't reading the Quran and he's probably doing this and whatever, whatever. Instead, he out here letting him play soccer and encouraging him to do this. So at first I felt like it was a super cool thing, right? Like that's why I was going to come and report it, right? Even though I know I'm super late, 2 months off, right? But hey, bro, hey, you know, I'll be around. Look at all the things I brought you in 2 months. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that was super fucked up. I don't know what to say about that. And they said they moved to Pakistan. Right, they had to flee. He said they had to flee the country. He was getting death threats. To flee the country, go to Pakistan, set up shop, and they had to move again because the cost of living was too high. It's a good thing that this, you know, kid, that the world felt so, I guess, good or whatever. No, they wanted to help this kid. That was a good thing. And then now we got this. Seems suspicious. But it's also fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Stop bringing it in and let you just, we having a fucked up motherfucking episode tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The Night Shift with Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio, 516-418-5813. I got you out there, man. I'm going to get you in. I got one more fucked up story to report tonight, and then we'll move along, get some of the calls in, get your commentary. So this other fucked up shit that's going on right now. And it's important when you say fucked up, that you got to put the emphasis on the fucked up, you know what I'm saying? You got this chick out here named Megan Foy, 38-year-old female. She is an author. She is of the opinion. Okay, she has a book. Let me say that first. She's an author. She got a book. I felt like that was self-explanatory. Sorry, but it gives you all the information. She got a book. And her book is about her opinion that because mothers get maternity leave, and there were so many people in the workplace that were getting maternity leave, she felt like she was entitled to have, yeah, she was entitled to have maternity leave, right? Sabbatical-like break that allows women, to a lesser degree, men, to shift their focus to part of their lives that doesn't revolve around their jobs, is what they're reporting, just to be maternity leave. Now, if you're not an avid listener and you haven't been staying tuned with the show, one night we had an episode where I was kind of pissed off about the way this country, the standard this country has in the workplace of leave as a parent, that they don't offer paid paternity leave and it ain't as long, you know what I'm saying? And I want to be a dad, you know, so fuck you, you got something to say about it. One more time, I punch you in your face. Come around here with that fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? Now I came here and talked about paternity leave, and, you know what I'm saying, the real equality when it comes to that. And so Shawty come along with this. She took my shit to another level, right? She come along with this. Say, you know, okay, for everybody. And you just essentially, this is just essentially taking a motherfucking time out. I guess. You know what I'm saying? You can get paid leave. I guess, you know, her book is popping and there's people that's fucking with her and shit or whatever. Yeah. All right, man. So, you know what I'm saying? The chick saying you get paid, kind of like paid vacation, I guess. I don't know how long she suggests. I'm trying to look in her article, man, but it's a whole lot of bullshit in here, man, that her book is Meet Maternity, a novel, Megan Foy. Yeah, check that out, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what it's in for. I'm not finna read that, but I guess I'm for that idea, too. I'm for everybody getting a little bit of time off, getting paid. I'm not against motherfuckers on that scam shit. But, you know, anyway, I can't get into that. You know what I'm saying? I can't get into that. What you do in your workplace is your priority, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me get some callers in here. You on the night shift with God Knife going on, man.
What's up, God Knife? Don Heaven checking in, man.
Wolf Gang in the building.
No doubt, no doubt. First of all, man, rest in peace, Athene Shakur. You know what I mean? Which was one of the weirdest things, because got off the phone playing Dear Mama, you know, hearing Dear Mama, and you actually mentioned her, like, you know, she might be, she's going to listen to this song on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? She might shed a few tears, you know, because her son ain't here.
Right.
And then I woke up this morning. Man, it's the first thing I see when I get on the internet. Athene Shakur, what the?
You ain't believe it at first, right?
Nah, man. Nah. I ain't believe it.
It's real talk, true story, man.
Yeah, man. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was super weird for me, too. Yeah, super. Got some bad mojo on it, man. It was super weird for me, too, dog. But, I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I guess timing is everything in life. That's one thing I say, man, you know? But, yeah, that was heavy, dog. That shit was heavy. First part of the day was kind of crazy.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yo, let me ask you this. You seen this shit with 50 Cent, man?
Talking about with the messing with the dude at the airport.
Yeah. So let me get your thoughts on it. You seen the video?
Yeah, I seen the video.
So what you think? What you think about the video?
I thought dude was hot too and shit. Fucked up. And he just trying to play it off. Like, yo, just get away from me, cuz. You blowing my shit, man. Yeah, I ain't get a chance to put my Vizine in yet.
about to get me fired, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, damn. Like, dude is tore up, man. And he don't care. You know what I'm saying? Like, long hair don't care. Like, I'm at the gig. As long as I'm doing my job. But, you know, I was looking at it on and said, look.
At any time, that's what I'm going to ask. I'm about to ask you about that. You move too fast. Let me be the host now. You know what I'm saying?
My bad.
At any time, did you feel like the kid was autistic or that he had some type of impairment?
Not at all. Not at all.
So you heard about now everybody kind of coming for 50 head and shit. Like, the boy dad and came out and said something. Hey, you know, Twitter and all this shit blowing up. You know what I'm saying? They were blowing up last night too, by the way, Mr. Bump Thumb. You know what I'm saying? The fuck? Telling you. Okay, everybody in new mood tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to fucking everybody in new mood. Something for the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm
like Bear Lorette Abercrombie and shit. Get a bump thumb for the summer. For the summer.
Straight up. Bump thumb for you. Bump thumb for you. Bump thumb for you.
Bump thumb for like Oprah. Yep, handing them out. Yo, so all right, so I'm sure you heard all these things. How you feel? Tell me how you feel about how everybody kind of coming at 50, and 50 didn't apologize and shit. You feel like he should have apologized for that?
I would have. Yeah, I would have. You know, it was only the right thing to do because dude did actually have a mental issue or whatever. So it was like, that was only the right thing to do. Hey, I ain't mean to mess with you, bro. You know, I thought you was just, you know, on pervin' and shit. But, you know.
I mean, we out here shooting the shit. I mean, I do feel you. I do feel you. My bad. But I don't know, man. I feel like, bro, fuck y'all, man. The fact that y'all come out here talking crazy right now make me not want to apologize and shit. Like, I holler at buddy on the one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, with the my bad, bro. But fuck y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People do fucked up shit every day, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
People do fucked up shit. People upload fucked up shit to the internet every day, bro, you know what I'm saying? Y'all mad at 50 Cent. Like, to be perfectly fair with y'all, 50 Cent kind of slow himself. So it's like, it kind of like slow dude, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with a slow dude. It kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Is that bad? Is that something you should be offended by? Because 50 Cent is successful and shit.
That's that wealth in the great and little A-Town. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. For real.
It's all good. Because 50 Cent definitely has some caveman kind of going, some cold magnet type of shit kicking off, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think,
he didn't have to be talking about it. if all that shit he was saying was real, and you know, he talked funny because he done got a bullet in the face or whatever, hey man, well, hey man, it's a possibility something throw it off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just might just be PTSD or some shit, I don't know, 9 times might fuck you up, I don't know, bro, you know what I'm saying? So, I feel like we can all be in agreement there's something wrong with 50 Cent too. So what the fuck everybody mad about? It's just another case of everybody being super sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
And like, ain't nobody never made fun of no people. Same people that made fun of slow people and knew they were slow. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, come on.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
That's for real.
Come on.
That's for real, bro. Motherfuckers talk about people every day, bro. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. That's fucked up. Like I said, it is fucked up. It ain't just like that, but it's kind of like the Cat Williams thing when he punched the kid. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up.
Yeah.
And you should have, and you might owe that motherfucker an apology. You know what I'm saying? But you don't owe the world an apology. You know what I'm saying? Ain't got to be no fucking press conference or none of that shit, bro.
I agree.
That's what's wrong with a lot of this shit. Now everything for the spectacle and for the circus. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. That's where social media is the curse. You know what I'm saying? And not the gift. Straight up. Because
so,
now,
man, you think... Nah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say now, you know, politics... Everything, Hollywood, you know, whatever, you know, anything, everything. Even your own household is subject to public pressure. You know what I'm saying? And that's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's for real. But I mean, is the public? Okay. Not the generalized answer, but in your opinion. Is the court, like for you personally, is the court of public opinion that powerful? To have that much sway? This is the question. He said nowadays. I'm saying for you, you know what I'm saying, personally. And this is how we find out. This is the test right here, okay? Are you ready? You ready to do this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, this is motherfucking pop quiz, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Pop quiz, hot shot. There's a bomb on the bus. All right, pop quiz, hot shot. Here we go. So you got this chick, right? So you meet this girl. And you know what I'm saying? She's physically mega attractive, girl of your dreams, everything is your type, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, it's like, yes, that, can't say no, got to stick my finger in it, you know what I'm saying? And you're going to holler at her, and the conversation crazy, and she's smart, and she's funny, and like, her jokes is on time with your jokes, and it's like, oh, he's like, damn, man, what the fuck? This is the coolest motherfucker I ever met. Fuck the fact that I got to stick my finger in it. This is the coolest motherfucker I done met, really. I fuck with this motherfucker. This is my folk, you know what I'm saying? It's my people right here. And then y'all getting in, y'all kicking it, man. You know what I'm saying? Long time down the road, bro. Like, you know, this shit real deal. You fucking with her tough, right? Y'all get married and shit and do the thing, right? Church and white, you know, throwing rice and all that, you know, jumping over the brooms and families all over the ground, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? The dance and, you know, electric slide and all that, you feel me?
Load it up.
And then
I got you.
And then somewhere down the road, you know, maybe 5-10 years in the marriage, you find out that one time at band camp, she had 3 dicks at the same time. What do you do now?
Shit. Shit. I don't really give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Shit. What bitch ain't had 3 dicks?
It's always a possibility. Cool, cool. I like that. I like that. I like that. Man, my wife ain't had 3 dicks at the same time. But damn, I ain't going for that. My mama ain't had 3 dicks at the same time. I ain't going for that.
In 2016, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
In 2016. Most likely, she probably had at least 2 dicks at one time.
But if you was born in 1994 or later.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yep. It's real shit. It's real shit.
Damn. So, hey, apparently, I still like the sex, you know what I'm saying? So they ain't ruined nothing for me, so, you know what I mean? Shit.
Okay. I did that, man.
As long as you brush your teeth and wash the ass, that's
it. I mean, it's real. As long as it wasn't last week, you know what I'm saying? Or tonight, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you come from? Well, look, you know
what
I'm saying? I was at the gym, right? I was on the bang bus. Hold on, what'd you say? The fuck?
Yep.
Now we there. We found the swing. It took a little while, but we found it. All right, so look. I walk with you. That's cool. That's the path left to travel, right? You know what I'm saying? Whatever, whatever. But let's say the way you find out is that it's a video. And it come out, and it go viral. And that's how you find out that your wife had 3 dicks at the same time. She didn't tell you. You saw the video that was on your feed, on Instagram, or on Twitter, or whatever. Retweeted the live stream. three dicks at the same time. Your answer's still the same? What do you do now?
Yeah, my answer's still the same. So I ain't going to change. I done dealt with this chick long enough to the point that I married her and shit like that. Like, that shit. She took 3 dicks in college. I mean, shit. You know what I mean?
That's tough. That's tough, though, B, because Thanksgiving and shit and Christmas, like, those are going to be rough. It's going to be rough, man. Everybody's sitting at the table.
It's like
everybody's
this,
trying to, like everybody's this. Trying to pass their shit at the same time now. We know that you have a particular set of skills. You know what I'm saying? So,
hey,
welcome to the family.
And I'm gonna know that too. You know what I'm saying? But I put it like this. You know, I'm gonna just roll up to everywhere I go. I'm going to get a new sound system in my car, and I'm going to just keep bumping. You know, Dej Loaf, try me. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be the hook, like, you know what I'm saying? Try me. I mean, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Do it. You know what I'm saying? It's on you. It's on you. Straight up.
You gonna have to talk about it at some point in time, though. It's gonna be something that your mama might ask. Somebody gonna ask you. You gonna have to talk about it at some point in time, though. About him.
I'm sure.
Somebody. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's gonna be a very awkward conversation to be having, man.
But you know what? For every dude that asked me that question, to ask me about it and want to know it, I'm going to ask him, yo, go have a conversation with your chick, man, about what shit she did back in college. Did she tell you everything?
For real, because I probably know her, you know what I'm saying? Where she go to school at? I'm pretty sure I might know her, you know what I'm saying? If she was born in 1994 or later. If she went to college in the United States of America,
I'm an American boy.
I'm telling you, I might know her, dog. Shit, you never know. She probably know guy nice. Tell me.
Hey,
oh, that's incredible.
That's what I'm saying.
That's incredible. I feel like based upon what you said, my conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, of Von Hemi's analysis is that social media, the court of public opinion, doesn't really mean very much to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to sway the shit that you believe in or your views or opinion. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you're pretty steadfast in that. Your foundation is strong, seems like.
Gator don't play that shit.
No doubt. Gator ain't never been about playing no shit. Church, tabernacle, preach that shit. Tony Macaroni in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Telling you, smoother than Velveeta. Old nappy ass hair. Just tell much. Hell yeah, bro. Anything else you want to add before we get out of here, man? Time getting low. You want to tell the people of Radio Land one thing that you appreciate about the night shift and that you want us to keep going?
Yeah, I appreciate the night shift because the night shift is like an escape. You never know what you're going to get on the night shift. But it's going to tweak your mind, and it's going to capture your mind, and you're going to be intrigued and be engaged in the conversation. You know what I'm saying? And
word up.
You know, for it to be at 11 at night, you know, it's at the end of your day, you know, before you're about to go to sleep, and you get a nice little combo and a nice little understanding, something new. I love it. Go Jon Snow.
Word up. No spoilers. Jon Snow lives, motherfucker. Telling you, bro.
He's bad.
Hell yeah. Did you know that was going to happen?
I had a feeling. I didn't figure it this early. But, yeah, I had a feeling.
It was a lot of foreshadowing there, man. You know what I'm saying? They played that up pretty fucking well. And then, you know, by the time the episode got to where it happened, I already knew what the fuck was going to happen, bro. You know what I'm saying? But it was an incredible episode, man. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you being here, man. You know what I'm saying? I always appreciate your support and your commentary, man. Got some good opinions and good views from brothers out here, from our brothers and your brothers, everybody in the Mr. Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to all the family, all the support, all the friends, all the love. I'm just glad to be here, y'all. Make sure you get up every day, go out there and try to be your best. We all got improvements that we can make. Focus on your own flaws. Don't necessarily be so concerned what anybody else got to say, man. Get the information, make up your own mind. Appreciate you tuning in to the night shift. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Sponsored and brought to you by your friend and neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. Find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr._NiceGuyT and our online store, squareup.com/market/MNGTTEES. I'll catch you on the other side. Gonna be a long night. Gonna be a